Welcome to the Napoleon Hill Institute training. And I'm extremely excited to teach the laws of success, what have changed my life. There are key principles, laws of success, in which Napoleon Hill has clearly defined to help us. We live in a world that often measures success by certain criteria, by our bank accounts, our income, our status, or titles. But beneath it all, one truth remains. You are always compensated in direct proportion to the value that you bring to others. How capable are you of giving people more of what they like or taking away what they don't like? Giving people more of what works or taking away what doesn't work? Giving people more of what they know and taking away what they don't know? Whether you're building a brand, leading a team, or levering up your personal goals, this compensation law follows contribution. It is the mission that allows the commissions to follow. It doesn't matter how long you've been working or how hard you grind. What matters is how well you shorten the distance of resistance between you, the problem, and the solution. There's just a lapse of time that exists between a problem and a solution. And human capability has variance in how fast we can find that solution. How often you show up with value and how aligned you are with service over self-interest. That's the law of compensation. This guide, which I will provide this training guide and exercises to everyone, along with my book, david@dmeltzer.com. If you'd like the guide from today, let me know, david@dmeltzer.com. But this guide isn't about chasing money. It's about becoming someone money chases. Through five lessons, we can uncover how to bring more clarity to your contribution, to build credibility rooted in values, to convert effort into meaningful income, purposeful income, passionate profitability, and align your compensation with a legacy of service. You'll learn to track your worth not by the hours that you spend, but by the outcomes that you receive and ask for more, amplifying it with intention, frequency, and of course, love. Whether you're an entrepreneur, a creator, or someone simply striving to be more valuable in your work and in your relationships, this framework will give you the tools to earn more, serve better, and live fuller. Remember, you don't get paid for activity, you get paid for impact. Impact on what people like, don't like, works, doesn't work, knows, and doesn't know. Let's align your value with your voice and make your contribution quantifiably undeniable. The first lesson in the laws of success is clarity to understand this law of compensation. Clarity is the clearance of the resistance. If you misunderstand where compensation comes from, you'll chase money instead of creating value. And it won't chase you. It will run away from you. It will create all types of diversions and detours. And you will stay stuck, overwhelmed, in frustration and burnout. So many freelancers that I work with, they undercharge because they think that their time equals pay. Once they frame or reframe value around the outcomes, they double, triple, quadruple their rate in a matter of minutes and moments, and clients say yes much faster, and they stay on much longer, buying from them and selling for them for life. Compensation itself in the law of clarity, it is equal to the need plus times the ability that we have, the capability that we have, times our frequency, our awareness. The more aligned you are with solving a real problem well and often, the more you'll earn. The more aligned you are with shortening the distance of resistance between the problem and the solution, the more often and the more you will earn. The more capable you are of shortening the time between a problem and a solution, the more often and the more you will earn. what we need to do is to identify the number one problem that you solve and why it matters. When we can determine the subject matter, topic, and expertise that you have aligned with the industry's careers and job, aligned with what's doing well, what's stable, and what you think is doing well, we then can determine the value by understanding the impact and why it matters according to the circumstances of today in what you think is doing well today, stable today, and what you think will do well in the future. When we can identify the subject matter, topic, and expertise, the difficulties that exist within, between what they like, don't like, works, doesn't work, or no, it doesn't know, we then can utilize that impact or what matters in order to facilitate an arsenal of capabilities to articulate a quantitative value to exceed what we're asking for. We want to take inventory of our skills, our knowledge, and our desire and prioritize those according to what's doing well, what's stable, and what we think is going to do well. Finding and depicting the alignment, the synergy, the supplemental value in the industries, careers, and jobs that are aligned with those things that are doing well or are stable or we think will be doing well. And when we can align our own skills, knowledge, and desire in this manner, we will create a divine direction and we will have clarity when the detours arise. Instead of feeling punished, we will see the promotion perfection inside the detour of where we can improve and continually grow and plateau. Let's take a log of how often we show up in this value, in this space, and how well are we articulating that value, indicative of how much and how many times we are asking for value to exceed what we're asking for. How often are we providing that value to exceed what we're asking for? How often are we aligned with people in person, on the phone, via email, media, traditional and social, to provide that value? Ask ourselves, what would it take to become the best at solving this problem consistently to provide that value to exceed what we're asking for in the jobs, careers, industries in which these problems create a stable law of compensation, a growing law of compensation, or a perceived future law of compensation? Clarity of our own skills, knowledge, and desire, clarity of what's doing well, what's stable, and what we think is doing well, clarity of what jobs, industries, and careers are aligned as well. If we have this clarity, we will utilize a law of compensation that allows us to chase nothing other than our mission, and the commissions will follow. Chase value and the money will follow. The second lesson after clarity is credibility. Credibility is based off of your ability to feel comfortable and confident in articulating a worthy foundation of value to exceed what you're asking for. People don't buy from who they like, they buy from who they trust. And we must go through everything that we say, do, think, feel, and believe with a fine-tooth comb of credibility, because the minute we unintentionally or intentionally miscommunicate, we create a pursuit of skepticism, not of value. People want to shop and sell for people that they trust because of the credibility of what they say, not what they say. Doesn't mean that everything that they say is positive, but those that are vulnerable and articulate the truth and the value in that truth, that credibility is your basement to create a delta of a value of growth, acceleration, aggregation, creating compounding effect and impact on the outcomes this foundation is a worthy foundation of credibility. If your credibility is weak, your foundation is weak. And there's no amount of hustle that will save you from your direction and an interference that cannot be overcome. Credibility is everything. And yes, some people are intentionally not credible, but most people are unintentional. They haven't taken and done the work in order to facilitate what they're saying or correct things that have been misspoken or misconstrued or misunderstood. There's so many agents that I work with that are so charismatic, so charming, but they have no follow through. And the losses keep repeating themselves in their businesses. The reliability in credibility of doing what you say, when you say it, is a foundational principle of worthiness and credibility that even if quieter, less charismatic, this person who is credible by doing what they say becomes the go-to person when the stakes are high and the compensation is equal to that stake, meaning that the compensation is high as well. Credibility, like anything else, is an energy that accelerates, aggregates, and compounds in its outcomes through consistent, persistent utilization of intention or purposeful intention or definiteness of intention or purpose. The credibility compounds. It builds through values, through the daily practices of consistency, through the commitment, the desire that you must be what you can be, and of course, the alignment of the skills, knowledge, and desire with that intention, which is illustrated through what we do, what we say, what we think, what we believe, and the highest level of intention of what we feel. We need to constantly take inventory and align with our values. Is our perspective one of gratitude? Are we finding the light, the love, and the lessons? Are we empathetic in our pursuit, forgiving what we think other people think or what they think we think? Are we accountable by learning lessons, by asking ourselves, what did I do and what am I supposed to learn from it? What did I do to be responsible? What did I do to attract this? What did I do to participate in this perception? And what am I supposed to learn from it? And then finally, effective communication, aligning those skills, knowledge, and desires with the ability to clear the interference, to shorten the distance of resistance through the clarity and the harmony created by understanding my reactions to trauma and fear. Not only effectively communicating with others with credibility, but communicating with your God, your source, that which is greater than you and loves you, protects you, promotes you more than your mom. Remember, recollect and reflect. Where am I relying on my charisma instead of my credibility? The credibility that is illustrated through what we do, say, think, feel, and believe. By showing up and doing what we say and actually following up. Let's choose, when we take inventory, the appropriate skills, knowledge, and desires that are aligned with where we want to be or better. Let's make a commitment, a non-negotiable, regardless of the circumstances of the day, to showing up consistently every day, persistently, without quit, in the pursuit of where you want to be or better by helping other people get to where they want to be or better, or asking other people who are already there for help. People ask all the time about mentorship and why I tell them that the Napoleon Hill Institute provides, with Joe Vitale and Cleona O'Hara and many others, some of the great, greatest mentors in the world. Because you need to ask yourself the credibility of Napoleon Hill Institute, of Napoleon Hill, and those who have been students for 30, 40, and 50 years. This is a worthy foundation. Ask yourself, is this mentor, if I follow Napoleon Hill in their certified mentorship, will I get to where they are? I certainly knew when I lost everything that the thing that was missing in my life was humility, the tranquility of the human nature to ask for help, to find people who, if I followed what they said, I would get to where they are. This is a worthy foundation. This is the credibility of Napoleon Hill. This is the credibility of the laws of success. This is the credibility of those coaches that we have within the Institute. The third lesson in the laws of success is conversion. Converting our value into impact and income. When we can convert or transform and facilitate that transformation, to make easy that transformation, the high value with low visibility or poor positioning are the things that lead to undercompensation. You can't sell a secret, and you can't solve a secret either. And so understanding the high value with low visibility or poor positioning that leads to the underutilization and compensation, it's not just what you give, it's how you effectively articulate what you're giving with the utilization of alignment of what works, doesn't work, what is you like, doesn't like, what you know and what you don't know, regardless of the package, the price, and how you present it. It is your comfortability and confidence in articulating it that matters most in order to facilitate, to make easy the transformation or conversion to turn the value to impact and income. So many people come to me because I guarantee quantitative value and they feel like they're underpaid. And tracking their impact changes the way they look at things and presents a comfortable environment, a confident environment to request, to ask for more, a raise, more revenue, more abundance tied to outcomes, not the understanding of I deserve this with no capability turn to outcomes, no ability to feel comfortable and confident in articulating that what they do is providing more value than they're asking for, creating margins. If the mission doesn't create margins, the commissions won't follow. And there's only one way in the perception of those margins is your ability to articulate the quantitative value of the skills, knowledge, and desire, what's doing well, it's stable, and you think is doing well in your specific subject matter, topic, or expertise, job, industry, or career. I utilize an imaginary 10-120 rule when I am practicing articulating the value to exceed what I'm asking for. I'm not going to make an ask until I'm able to articulate the quantitative value of at least $100 and only asking for $20. Creating magnetism and momentum in the credibility, in the conversion of value to impact and the income. We want to list out the different ways that we are currently capable of providing more value than we're asking for, and then start practicing each and every one of these so that we're capable, comfortable, confident in converting that value into impact and, of course, income. If we can identify the skills, knowledge, and the desires and the tasks that are aligned with those that are doing well, stable, and we think are doing well, you will become irreplaceable. People will buy from you and sell for you for life. Create a flywheel of the things that create the impact and the income. Your values, trust, the commanding and compensation. Where do we find the interference? Where is the most fear? And how are we reacting to the fear? What are the clues, the patterns, and the choices that we're making in order to facilitate, to make easy the impact and the income? Let's shorten that distance of resistance to utilize conversion to seek the wisdom and have the faith in order to facilitate, to make easy this conversion, this converting facilitation of transformation of value into impact and income. The fourth lesson in the laws of success is to understand contribution. To understand the infinite loop of giving, to choose legacy over currency. Chasing money alone will always burn us out. When we can align the skills, the knowledge, and desire with the service which has fulfilling purpose and passion, the profitability is a byproduct of deeper fulfillment. We must choose our definiteness of purpose over our attachment to money. So many executives come to me from the biggest companies in the world and countries in the world because they're burned out. These executives ask me how they can recenter. My first question is, who do you want to help? For the sake of what and why? After analyzing the question of who and for the sake of what and why, I can see the joy returning, the performance elevating, and ironically, new options, opportunities, and touches of favor become present immediately, organically. Burning out just means you're spending too much time in interference, because all of us are connected to and through an omniscient, infinite amount of information and energy. If you feel burned out, you're just spending too much time, the 24 hours that you're guaranteed every day, the incremental segment that determines the human experience, your life, dictated by what? When the time your heart starts till the time it stops, divided by what? Incremental days of 24 hours in which we're guaranteed, except for the last day of your life, you'll be cheated. But when we understand in the values of contribution, choosing a legacy in this increments over the money or the currency that's available, then we understand that we can shorten the distance of resistance created by that interference when we're attaching to these outcomes of I'll be happy when, instead of for the sake of what. We can't overpay someone doing what they love at a high level. The more in love you are, the better you are learning to love what activities you get paid for, you don't get paid for, even your sleep, the more valuable you are. And in this contribution comes compensation. As you become more, you are given more. You will receive more, and you will feel comfortable and confident asking for more by providing more value than you're asking for. I repeat that one more time. When you give more, you'll be given more, you receive more, and you will ask for more because you are giving more value than you're asking for. And in that infinite loop of legacy creates the currency, the compensation. If you're not on a mission and can't articulate in a confident, comfortable level your mission, the commissions will not follow. I serve blank for the sake of blank to create blank. I serve blank for the sake of blank to create blank. We need to recollect, remember, and remind ourselves of this, knowing that life is about lessons. The lessons will keep on coming until we learn them. You will forget every lesson you've ever learned, but you have the power to remember, remind, and recollect, and even reflect daily. Who did I help today, and who helped me? Do you know anyone that could help me, and would it help you if? We need to practice not only giving, but we need to practice what we're given. We need to practice receiving it, and especially we need to practice asking for more and articulating the value of more than we're asking for. We need to understand and receive compliments and offers and compensation, utilizing the laws of success to accept these without resistance or guilt or resentment or offense, separation or inferiority or superiority, understanding the infinite loop by receiving more so that we can give more than we're asking for, giving us even more faith and wisdom of asking for more so that we have more to be given, more to receive more, and ask for more than more. The fifth lesson of compensation alignment, of activity, tracking this compensation alignment, understanding that we only have activities in that incremental 24 hours. I have non-negotiable activities, hybrid non-negotiable activities, and negotiable activities. Creating a new relationship with the circumstance of the day, the uncertainty of the day, that which causes the interference between me and the infinite information and energy, me and where I want to be or better, me and my divine direction. Creating me more interference with the detours instead of less, creating more punishment by the detours instead of protection, promotion, love, and perfection. When we utilize activity and measure the activity we get paid for, the activity we don't get paid for, the activity of sleep, the activity with our families, our finance, our faith, the activity of studying time, and the activity of studying relativity, which is the meaning of that time, the past, the present, and the future, making sure we're not limiting ourselves with that relativity, not limiting ourselves with the meaning of the past, the present, or the future, not limiting it because that meaning will limit our self-image and we'll never overachieve our own self-image, our own imagination. What the mind can conceive, man can achieve. Only if we don't limit ourselves with the relativity of the meaning of the past. When we track ourselves of value in the compensation of alignment of activities, utilizing non-negotiable activity, hybrid non-negotiable and negotiable activities, we create a relationship with circumstance that promotes, protects, not punishes us. And we can create feedback for ourselves. We can create data and we can start to utilize intention, the five levels of intention of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe. So the income follows that intention and accelerates behind us, aggregates and compounds exponentially. We want to make sure that we're comfortable and confident in the value that we provided to exceed what we're asking for, the output, the service, the connection. We want to facilitate to make easy who we help and who has helped us and how often and consistently that's happening. We want to look and see where we can improve, where maybe we're not articulating a quantitative value to where we want to be or better to exceed what we're asking for, or even worse, taking inventory of where we're breaking even or losing money. I have a firm belief, although 99% of all statistics are made up, that about 80% of your business today will bankrupt you. What does that mean? That 80% of the clients, associates, partners, employees that you have are either breaking you even or losing you money. And if all you had were people breaking you even and losing you money, you would go bankrupt. You would be out of business. And so what we want to do in tracking the compensation allowance, in tracking the activities we get paid for, is to make sure that we are firing the clients, associates, and partners that we're losing money with. Give them to your competitors. You'll get a double benefit. You'll burden them and free you in order to get more business that you make money with. And then lean into those clients that are breaking even and make them profitable, because there is no mission without margins. As we look to these laws of success, the clarity, the credibility, the conversion, the contribution, and the activities, we can turn technique into reflex and reflex into outcomes. Compensation is never random. It's earned, attracted, and aligned. When you shift your focus from chasing outcomes to increasing your contribution, everything changes. And when you practice with the capability of articulating that, your statistic success will increase exponentially. You'll begin to measure success, not just in the income, but in the impact, the consistency, the persistency of how deeply you serve others. The most fulfilled and financially free people in the world don't ask, what can I get? They ask, what can I give? What can I be given? What can I receive? And what can I ask for to exceed the value that I'm giving. At the highest level, we must ask these questions with the utmost fulfillment, passion, purpose, and love. We build credibility, sharpen our skills, our knowledge, and our desires, and show up with a definiteness of purpose every single day. No longer will we be drifting to where others want us to be, to where we're missing or what we don't have. If you want to elevate your life and elevate your value, if you want to multiply your income and multiply your service, if you want abundance that lasts in an infinite amount of information and energy anchored in the contribution that matters, your compensation is not a paycheck. It's a reflection. It's a reflection of you, a reflection of the need you meet and the quality you bring and the frequency you deliver. Now go become undeniable, unconditional. Let your activities echo with the definiteness of purpose, and let that echo be returned to you tenfold. Utilize the laws of success in order to facilitate your mission, and the commissions will follow. This has been the Laws of Success Training. Appreciate everybody's time. Thank you for joining us at the Napoleon Hill Institute. If you would like the guides, the exercises, my book, please email me. It's free. I will pay for shipping and the book, david@dmeltzer.com. This has been our Wednesday Napoleon Hill Institute training on the Laws of Success. Remember, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.